At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Yes, it is Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. And if you're in the car this morning on a day like today, maybe it's your last drive in with the kids in the car.
The listening. Last drop off day.
Yes.
Woohoo!
That's it.
School's out, kids.
That is it. Oh my gosh.
I should say school's out, parents and teachers. Well, they're the ones that are probably breathing the biggest sigh of relief today.
I know. And I know that I do know that some teachers will teach through the summer school program because my kids will do like 6 weeks later summer. They do that. But for the most part, it's today is really kind of, I think, the last full day of school. If maybe you have one half day left on Monday or a little quick, to make up a day or
pretty
something like
much
that.
It's wrapping up this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like an ode to all of you morning parents.
Yep.
You know, whoever you are, moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever's taking care of the kids in the morning. For me, it's my husband, Steven. He does the morning shift because obviously I'm here.
Right.
This is an ode to all of you for all the morning chaos you have to go through with waking those kids up, finding the clothes, matching socks, getting the lunches in the bags, getting them
signing
to the
forms, getting all of that done. Yeah, and so you know what? Pat yourself on the back. Job well done.
That's right. You made it.
You made it.
And I don't know what the thing is about packing lunches, but it is funny when I talk to other parents. That's the one thing they always say they're so happy about, not having to worry about making a lunch for school. And I'm like, why do we think about that? It's not that hard, but why is it hard.
It's not that it's hard to do physically. It's just that you have to have groceries in the house at all times. You have to have packable stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You have to make sure it's the stuff your kids want. It's a pain in the neck. I remember it vividly, and my kids are in their 20s.
Well, now even it's a little more strict. Like, you can't have anything with nuts. You can't have meat made in a nut factory. So.
Yes.
You have to have something that can sit in a bag all day with no refrigeration and still
tastes
good.
No, you have to have forethought and you have to be organized, and it's a pain. It is a pain, let's be honest.
And I was looking up funny like sayings that you could maybe put on a t-shirt for the last day of school if you're a parent. especially if you do this.
Make sure they're clean.
I know. If you do this morning routine, because for me, like I said, I never did it, which is sad, but also, I'm kind of like, whew. I wasn't there to be in the chaos, but a lot of you listening were. So I printed out a list of some really funny sayings that would put on my t-shirt, and let's see if we can figure out which ones we would have.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure I know which one you would have me.
I know what one you would have. You would have one more drop off than we drink. That would be you.
That would be me. Yes, 100%. Yeah, the final snooze. I love this, though. No pants, no problem. It's the last day. Who cares, right? Just send them out with something that is wearable to school, and that's it.
Yep.
I love it. School's out. Sanity's gone. That's for sure.
Mom's done. The end. That would be a good t-shirt.
Actually, that's
Mom's
is a
done.
Good one. Yep.
Slippers at the bus stop. Well, I'll tell you one thing. My daughter, Katie, was always the last one at the bus stop. And this is, I wasn't working in radio at the time, so I had to endure it. And she is not a morning person, and I would have to drag her out of bed. She was just like really slow. She'd be like toasting her Eggo waffle while the bus was driving down the street.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you.
I know.
And all the kids would just yell, bus!
Yeah.
And that's when she would run out with her waffle in her hand, dragging her backpack. The bus driver was like, there she is. She would just, thank God, the bus driver was so sweet and would kind of wait. Do-do-do-do-do.
Did you have the same bus driver
for
the whole
years,
time? So she kind of knew. She knew the kids.
She knew that my daughter would always be the last one out of the house.
Isn't that so
funny? She waited until the bus pulled up.
And it's funny because parents, and I can imagine you in your house, Sue, like you're out the window. You're like, come on, with the door half open, with clothes on. If you're a woman, like no bra, you're just holding the shirt together.
No, I'm in the fuzzy socks, going, hold on, she's coming. She's coming.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
So to all of you who are out there waving with no bra on and holding your t-shirt closed, yelling to the bus driver.
We see you.
Yes.
We love you.
That's it.
Great job.